Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As any philosopher will tell you, like it or not, we are all philosophers. And as Thomas Wartenberg, professor of philosophy at Mount Holyoke College, reveals, we may begin pondering some of life's bigger questions earlier than you think.
When you think of philosophy, what might come to mind is a picture of the grand old man of Greek philosophy deeply involved in conversation. After all, this is just how Raphael depicted them in his masterpiece, The School of Athens. It's unlikely that you imagine a group of six-year-olds talking to one another about whether frog and toad really are brave. But for myself and the students in my Philosophy for Children class, those deeply engaged young kids are a model of what philosophy should be, a serious but respectful discussion of issues that matter. So we spend a semester in a local elementary school helping second graders discover their inner philosopher. We do this by getting them to discuss issues raised by children's picture books. Take Arnold LaBelle's wonderful story, Dragons and Giants. After reading a book of fairy tales, Toad states that the heroes he has read about are brave because they are never afraid. Is that an adequate definition of bravery? When Frog and Toad return from a hike up a mountain to see if they are brave, they are shaking with fear. Does that mean they are not brave? In my work with young children and picture books, I've discovered two things. First, picture books deserve to be taken more seriously. They are not simply vehicles for our entertainment, but can prompt some deep thinking, as I demonstrate in my new book. Second, young children deserve to be taken more seriously as thinkers than they generally are. If you take the time to discuss with them the issues raised by a picture book, as my own college students do, you may find yourself thinking that young children really are natural-born philosophers.
That was Thomas Wartenberg of Mount Holyoke College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
Frog, can you play the piano like this?
Oh, no.